Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you today for about 55 minutes with people that I can not only consider friends, I consider local business owners. And what could be their plight if question five gets passed? Now, they know a lot more about the specifics. But I will say this to the legislators that may be listening. Will you cut back? I had to print all this stuff out. I'm a little guy. I can't keep papers. And then you have it in color. Come on. Not everybody has the State Department or the whatever you guys are. Anyhow, without further ado, I'll have them introduce themselves. Starting with the guy in the middle, Craig Benoit. Craig, introduce yourself and your restaurant, and then Tony, and then the lovely lady.
Yeah, my name is Craig Benoit. I'm the owner of Hot Dog Ranch, and I've been in business, this business now for over 20 years. And it just seems that we need to make a statement here about how we feel about this question five proposal.
Okay. Tony? Tony?
Thanks for having us on. My name is Tony Mazzo. I own Mazzo's Restaurant. I've been in business for 36 years and look forward to speaking to you about question five today.
Annie
Ellsworth. I work for Craig. I have been in the business for lots of years. And obviously this will affect my life and many others that I know, you know, that rely on it as their livelihood, like I have for years.
So without further ado, folks, we're going to get right into this. This is kind of deep and thick and complicated, not complicated, complex. Let's put it that way. And I'm not sure that wasn't designed to be that way. That's me. I'm old and fat and bald and cynical. So there's a question five. Remember that question five on the ballot is what we're going to be talking about today. I will tell you that one of the people that have helped sponsor this, and I had it right here, is our own sponsor this bill, our own Trish Farley Bouvier and others. I'll let the business owners talk because, and Annie, like Annie just said, this could affect her whole way of life. Let me say this, and then they can either argue with me or go along with me. If they argue with me, the screen will go blank. If they agree with me, we'll stay on the air. We've been through COVID. Mandatory shutdowns for restaurants. Mandatory shutdowns for restaurants. We're in an inflationary period. We've been in an inflationary period for a while. I read an article not long ago that fewer people are having the available funds to go out to eat. Or if they do, they don't get this or that or whatever. That said, is this the time? That's my question to these folks and to all of you. After hearing this show, you make your own decision. And everybody knows this. I don't care who you vote for, what you vote for. What I'm begging you to do is get out and vote. Don't take for granted anything. So we'll start off with Craig. Thanks, Craig, for coming on and bringing this to light.
You're welcome, Bill. And you brought up the point about our state rep, Trisha Farley Bouvier. This One Fair Wage Plus Tip for Mass is a campaign by outsiders out of the state that tried to get this question put, or did get this question put on the ballot. Oh. Tony and I, 6 or 7 years ago, had a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with Trisha Farley Bouvier about this same subject. They couldn't get the money to get the signatures on the ballot, so they brought these outside people in from California and all the places where they have this already to get this question put on the ballot. I think it's going to do a total disservice for both the restaurant owners,
yeah,
and my employees. And then I'll let Tony say a little more about that because we were in that meeting with her together.
Bill, thanks for having us on.
My pleasure. And I mean that sincerely.
Like Craig said, we did meet with Trisha Farley Bouvier six, 7 years ago. And at the time now, I don't know what minimum wage is, but there is a mechanism in place for wait staff, bartenders. Nobody can work for less than minimum wage.
Okay.
So today the minimum wage is $15 an hour. So simplify it. I think their pay is close to $7. Say it's $7. You what is it?
$6.75.
So it's $7. If you work a 10-hour shift, you would have to make $150. 70, which is pay, 80, which is tip.
Okay.
So everybody's protected. You cannot work for less than minimum wage. They are covered. They're happy. And they make a lot more than the minimum wage today. So I think it's going to hurt our businesses. It's going to hurt restaurants. It's definitely going to hurt the wait staff. It's a great way to pick up extra money for a second job. And the one thing you didn't say in your intro is, to make matters worse, we have both presidential candidates promising no tax on tips.
Right.
So instead of getting a raise, they're going to get a decrease in pay. But I'll let Annie speak on it a little bit. She yeah. sees it every day, and we'll go from there.
Annie, if you would be so kind.
I just look at it. I thought of this on the way over. And in terms of lately, there's constantly people talking about, like, the tip culture is out of hand. Because no matter where you go,
yep.
there's a tipper. And 99% of the time when you go to these places, those people are making minimum wage. So people are more apt to be like, well, why do I have to tip them? They are making minimum wage. Whereas our business, I mean, I've been in this business since, you know, I was getting paid $2.13 an hour. So, and I survived. You've survived all these years where now you, because you build up the relationships with people, and it's not necessarily to, you know, potentially get more money out of them. They come into a restaurant to see certain people.
Right.
They want to be in, you know, they want to engage with people. It's their time of the week. But now you're going to do this. Then the price, like these guys mentioned earlier, the prices go up and everything. It's going to limit how many times a week people can go out, if they can go out at all.
Yeah.
It's a domino effect.
I lost the sound. Are you there? Try. No, I can't hear you. The sound's gone.
It's on.
There, I got it now.
I got it.
Okay. How about now?
Now it's good.
Okay. All right, I know you can cut that. That's what I said. Yeah. All right, where were we?
Go ahead, Annie. You were saying you've been doing it, and what would it do? I really liked what you just said too, Annie, about, you're right, people go and they want certain waiters, waitresses, or bartender, whatever. And they go because they've been there and they have used to the service.
Right.
But, you know, I'll speak for ourselves. We've had a cutback going out. I mean, you know, I used to be on a fixed income. Now I'm on a shrinking income. and in fact, I'll be putting in an application, Tony, for dishwasher. But I'm highly qualified. I got drill sergeants in the Army to put me into KP duty every day. But all kidding aside, this is a big deal for local restaurant owners and workers. That's the other piece. I think that's the piece that some people forgot, Annie. Your piece, your end of the coin.
Well, like you were saying earlier also, I mean, everything goes back to COVID. So here it is 4 years later, and places are finally coming back where you're still not even to that point, because no. I can't tell you how many times we've been looking for help. You can't get help. The people don't want to work. How they're doing this, I don't know. But right. You're finally getting back to the point where it's quote unquote regular or normal. And now this could come back in and disrupt everything all over again. And like I said, somebody like me, this is, you know, I've done it basically my entire life, my adult life, and never had to worry about minimum wage or whatever. But I, like I said, the tip culture is, I think it rubs people the wrong way when they're just expected. And I've actually worked somewhere where you, it was a set income for the hour. And you think, okay, it's a, not a bad deal. But then their taxes are taken out, and then your insurance is taken out, and this and that and the other thing. And it's not beneficial to anybody except right. the people that are running the business.
Just an aside from me, one of the things that frosts me is I go up and I order or I bring a bottle of Coke up to the cashier, and then they ask me if I want to give a tip. You know,
that's what
you,
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a place, I went to a perfect example. I went to a baseball stadium a couple months ago. You go up and I said to the, I was going to order from the woman, and she just literally pointed at this screen.
Yeah.
Where you do, it's automated. So you press all the buttons and everything. And at the bottom, it asks if you wanted to leave a tip.
Yeah.
For what? Yeah. For pointing yeah. at the screen.
That, yeah. No, but you're right. Craig, you've got some numbers. You want to share them with us? I think they tell a nice story.
The first thing I'd like to share is I have this stuff that I get from my Mass Retailer Association, which I'm a member of, and it's the Mass Restaurant Association. They made five highlights here. One of which was one that Tony already brought up, that the people in Massachusetts already guaranteed a $15 minimum wage.
Right. So
here's one of the questions on here that's a very sticky point for me. Section 6 of the ballot question exclusively states the employer may require that the waitstaff employees participate in a tip pool for distribution to employees that are not waitstaff employees or service bartenders. Now, I would not do those pools, but as these people put these laws through, I'm sure they can put an amendment in there that will require us to do that, which I think is totally unfair to the waitstaff. Totally unfair.
Yeah, again, you know, I read that your guy there from the association, the restaurant association, and you know, he really got valid stuff here, man. I mean that. I don't know what your brochure has, but I mean, he came right out and said it. You know, you're going to hurt Steve Clark. Is that the same guy? Are we talking the same guy?
Steve, no, I don't Clark, believe
president
so.
Of the CEO Massachusetts Restaurant Association.
Yeah,
if this ballot question passes, it's going to impact. And this, I think, is good for people to know. Three peers. It's going to impact the servers themselves, who are going to make less money. It's going to impact the restaurant owners who's going to have to pay, going to have higher cost, upwards of $18,000 per tip employee to implement this. And it's going to have higher cost, ready, to us, the consumers.
Yeah.
It'll be a higher cost to us.
So to your point there, Bill. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another step here. Washington D.C. implemented this pilot last year. In the first 9 months, over 10% of tipped employees have either been laid off or left the industry due to lower take-home pay and closures. If past year, some master bars and restaurants won't survive. So I went and I did my numbers here. So January 1st of 2025. The minimum wage for the tipped and served employees are going to go to $9.60 an hour, which is a 64% pay increase. I've never gotten one. I doubt you ever got one.
Okay? No.
So if I do my hours out, I have approximately 275 to 300 server hours per week. It'll cost me at a minimum, which includes Social Security, Medicaid, an extra $46,000 to $50,000 a year.
Well.
So in order to cover that cost based on my sales, I will have to do two things. I'll have to raise my prices 4% and cut 25% of my wait staff hours just to break even on this for this year. And then it goes up more next year, and it goes up more the year after that, and more the year after that. So it's a detriment to everybody, because I will have to cut, I'll have to cut 68 hours out of payroll, which is equivalent to almost 1.5 full-time employees. Also in this thing, according to the Toast analysis, California, the model for this question, consistently has the lowest tip average among all 50 states.
I can't.
Cornell University has released a study that found states with higher tip minimum wage see lower average tip percentages in restaurants.
Why are we using, why do we try to copy something California's doing? They're $1 billion in debt. They raised the fast food places, right, to $20 an hour, and they changed closed.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another concern I have too, Bill, is that this is the first year, just January, that the Massachusetts minimum wage hasn't been raised. So in the next 5 years, if the Massachusetts minimum wage goes up, so does all of this, and now you're talking even more money. And there was also talk from what I hear that they're going to try to raise the federal minimum wage. And we have a built-in percentage that we have to be so much higher than the federal minimum wage. So if the federal minimum wage goes to 15, I think we have to go up to 17 something.
I think too, we want to, folks, we don't want to bombard you with facts, and we don't want to, but we want you to understand the bigger picture. And I just, let me run down this guy, and I would like you all to comment on this after I do it. The proposed law would, this is a great word here, gradually. And I got to get into politics and learn how to write this stuff. Proposed law would gradually increase the minimum hourly wage an employer must pay a tipped worker over the course of 5 years on the following schedule. That's how they say it in England. To 64% of the state minimum wage on January 1st, 2025. Then to 73% of the state minimum wage in 2026. To 82% of the state's minimum wage on January 1st, 2027. To 91% of the state's minimum wage on January 1st, 2028. To 100% of the state's minimum wage on January 24th. Now, am I reading this? You correct me if I'm wrong. That is the current, whatever the current, I'll say it again, whatever the current minimum wage law is, not what the minimum wage law is today. Is that not correct, or have I read that wrong?
I believe you're 100% correct. Because okay. It needs to get to the current minimum wage in the state of Massachusetts.
So there you go. The impact on your business, Tony, what would it be on your business? You guys have been in business. I can remember when you were on 4th Street, and then you moved out on the Lenox Road. You got a good business. But like I tell people, yeah, they got a great business. You want to do it 17 hours a day? They got openings, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mine is, obviously I have a bigger place than Craig. So I employ more people because I have more seats. So mine's going to be 2 to 3 times more than he just
right.
said in his business. But I think the biggest fear here is the way the question is written, not telling the voters, and this is my biggest concern for the wage staff, that they are already protected to make minimum wage. So if you don't read the question and you go to the ballot and everybody goes into restaurants, and yeah, the servers work really hard. What's your first impulse? Yeah, give them $15. They're hardworking people.
Yeah.
But if you don't read it from, the whole thing, it's a little bit misleading. And the thing that they didn't put in the question that they are protected and they cannot make less than minimum wage. So that's the scary thing for us to get the word out. Hopefully you get to show out and a lot of people see it, understand it better, and protect wait staff, the bartenders. And again, I think most bartenders and wait staff make anywhere from $20 to $40 an hour in tip. Yeah. Depends on the person, the service you give. Yeah. And you know what I mean? It fluctuates.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the system's been working forever. It works good. They're protected. At the end of the day, nobody can work for less than $15 an hour.
And we want small business. I mean, all I hear is small, both candidates for president and other right. things. Small business, small. We got to take care of small. We got to take care of small business. Well, this isn't taking care of small business. Actually, this could put some people right out of business.
It will definitely do that. That you'll see that happen. You will see that happen. And again, 90% of whatever, 90% of whatever they want to propose, it's ultimately a pass-through tax to the consumer, if you ask me.
The customer, we listen, this is a fact of life. You raise the gas tax, we're paying it. You know,
right.
You raise a can of soup 50 cents, we're paying it.
Right.
And the other thing I think people need to keep in their minds right now, and it's kind of a flip and flop, but we could have a massive, massive longshoreman strike that could just turn everything upside down. Yeah. I mean, just getting the supply chains and things like that.
So based on, here's another thing we have about, this is a survey was done for a restaurant employees in Massachusetts.
Oh, cool.
86% the tipping system works for them, 86%. 88 oppose a mandatory tip pool where tips are shared with non-service staff. And 90% of the people polled believe the tipped wages are eliminated, tipped employees will earn less.
There you go. And they're the people that this bill is supposedly helping.
Right.
It's not helping.
It's not helping. And you know, I tried to read this thing, and you know, I'm of average intelligence. Maybe now that I'm in my late 70s, maybe slipped a little bit. This thing is upside down and backwards when you read it.
And it's really put us as a business person in kind of in the middle of the hot seat here. We're not trying to make these people make less money, but we're not trying to raise our prices. And we're trying to run our operation. I mean, if it's that broke, let's not fix it.
That, and the other side is, and I think Sandy said it first, we're still recovering. We're still recovering. Yeah. You know, I don't want to beat this horse to death, but I will. I mean, we tried to support local places. Tony, you all know, during the COVID by takeout. But we could only afford one place once a week right now. And I just think the timing is wrong, and I think the premise is wrong. That's just me. Oh, by the way, I have to say this. You know, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the city of Pittsfield, Pete White in the city council, and or the person who's riding their motorized bike down the sidewalk on North Street. Thank you.
So, Van Hill, here's another comparison we can make to this. Being in Berkshire County, all of Berkshire County, we're border state. We're border Connecticut, New York, and Vermont. When we had our little incident last few years ago where we were shut down in Lanesboro and everything was not, what did people do?
Went to Lanesboro.
They went to those areas. So what are my wait staff people going to do? Say, I can get less money here, and I'll go over to New York, and I'll go work over there.
There it is. And you guys, especially you guys, you have had staff with you forever.
We're a small family type business, and we all know each other, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a hard place for us to be, and I feel bad about it. I will not pull tips for my waitresses. That won't happen here. Unless I'm forced.
Right.
Could it happen? I can see it happening.
I think another thing, you're all too young to remember this, but I'm not.
How about if you put us all together? Will we be your age?
No, not yet. Sandy's dragging you down.
It's Annie, not Sandy.
So oh, Annie. Yeah, I'm sorry. Listen, it'll be Larry by the time I get done here with my memory.
Okay. I've been called worse.
I remember the days when people would drive to Vermont to buy booze. Because they didn't have the tax that we had. And they would stock up. You know, people say, oh, look at the thing of the gas you're spending. Not when they went up there. They spent $200, $300, $400 and especially during the holidays, and bring it back. And I'm not saying it's legal. I don't care what it is. They don't do it anymore. But all I'm saying is, to reinforce Craig's point, Tony's point, Annie's point, if you raise the cost of something here, we're close enough for people to shoot up to Bennington, Pownell, or shoot across over to New Lebanon. I'm not going to mention any names, but Mario's. Oh, did I? But and it's real. That's a fact of life.
Hey, that's funny you bring up Bennington, Vermont. I remember, I don't want to give up my age, but a long time ago, we used to drive to Bennington, Vermont, because we could drink at 18, and Massachusetts was 21.
I'm not going to – I believe the my statutes of limitations are long gone. But I used to be known as someone who would frequent the ski lodge in New Lebanon. In fact, I wore a black armband for a week when Joe Ski Lodge died. But anyhow – we are going to take a break. Please stay tuned. This is important. It's important to the people on the screen and all restaurant owners in Massachusetts. And it's also important, I believe, sincerely believe, it's important to us. The cost gets passed on. That's just reality. And we need to think about that when we go in and please, please, please vote. But please go in prepared to vote. If you don't understand question 5, get it. You can get it online. You can get it from the state Secretary of State's office. Everybody should have got a little red book, a registered voter. I got it. And I printed all this off in line. I wanted to make sure they jived. But I was shocked when I saw this in the wording of it. The wording of it. And we'll be back. Thank you for listening. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial. We are also simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. And if you guys would just bear with me, does this flag look like it's the right way?
Yes.
Yes. All I'm going to ask you is this. You don't have to love it. You don't have to respect it, whatever. But I would ask you, please do not desecrate it. Please don't stomp on it, put it on the ground, burn it. You see, I have friends buried underneath this flag. I have several acquaintances buried underneath this flag, and so do you. And if you don't believe me, drive through the cemetery. And in the cemetery, you'll see these flags. And underneath this flag, every one of the underneath them, someone signed on a dotted line to give their life for this flag. As I said, please don't burn it, desecrate it. Please. We're all Americans. You have your right to have your feelings. But in my opinion, you do not have the right to desecrate this flag. Thanks. We'll be right back. WTBR.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
We are Rotary, people of action. And we add our support to great ideas to make real change happen. Whether supporting the local warm coat drive, fighting hunger with our local food pantries, or making more transformational gifts like the splash pad at Clapp Park, Pittsfield Rotary is having fun and raising funds to change lives. Join us at our weekly lunches and get involved. Take action with us. Visit RotaryPittsfield.org for more information.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, everybody, we're back. I am here with three really great people. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. And they're our local, let me stress that again, our local business owners. And they are Tony Mazzio, Craig Benoit, and Ann E. Get it, Ann E. Anyhow, we're here to talk about question five. And just for point of interest, they are against question five. And we're gonna explain now. We are a morning show. Some people will find this repetition, but we have to because some people are just tuning in. But I the one thing I want to say is with this tip thing is that we haven't recovered. I don't care what you hear on television or the news or whatever. You got business owners here who will tell you. We're still recovering from COVID. I just was a place earlier this morning and about five people in there are wearing masks again because COVID's on the rise. We're in a state of inflation. Now, I know they don't want to admit it, but I go to the grocery store. I can see it. They can see it. You know, during the break, we said, Craig says, I didn't raise the price of beef. No. It costs more to get the beef here. So I'm going to be quiet and let them talk. The only thing I would say, and I want to read this to you, and then I'll be quiet. This you can see I even put it in yellow. And I will be sending you all a bill for the marker because I'm on a fixed income and markers have gone up. The purpose of this law would, and this is this word really goats me, gradually increase the minimum hourly wage an employee must pay a tipped, an employer must pay a tipped worker over the course of a 5 years on the following schedule. 64% of the state minimum wage. So that's effective 2025. 73% of the state minimum wage 2026. 82% of the state's minimum wage on 2027. 91% of the state's minimum wage on January 1st, 2028. And 100% of the state's minimum wage on January 1st. Here's what I read on that. There's no ceiling. So whatever the state raises the minimum wage, this has got to go up again. So we're going from 64 to 100 in 2, 4, 5 years. There you go. I'm done. Guys, it's yours.
Thank you, Bill. Like we stated before, this is kind of much put us employers in a hard spot. First of all, like Tony's made your point, is our employees are already guaranteed a minimum wage of $15 an hour. If they don't make that, we have to pay it. Okay, that's number one. Number two is, I don't want people to think that we're greedy businessmen and this and that. I would have to lay off 25% of my wait staff in order to help cover the cost of this to maintain my business to keep it operating. So I don't think that's, you know, that's another point. They have this thing in here that there's supposedly is not a mandatory tip pool sharing. I'll believe it when I see it, when they don't enact that somewhere along the next 5 years. I just think, and I think it's a detriment to our customers because we're going to have to wear price increases. So it's an all around bad situation. I just did my work from yesterday for my waitresses. And when I add their $6.75 an hour, they ranged, everyone that worked yesterday ranged from $23 an hour up to $31 an hour based on their tips and what I paid them. So I don't think that they're not getting paid enough money. Some get paid more, they work harder, whatever, the luck of the draw who you get. But I think they know, and we can go back to Andy, that they make adequate money for the jobs that they have to do. And I think that if we raise the prices, we're going to get less business, they're going to get a less percentage of tips, and it's not going to be good for anybody.
And Andy, you're on the line, kiddo. You've been on the line, you know. You're what I say, boots on the ground. You've been at boots on the ground for a couple of weeks now. Not weeks, generations. But anyhow, tell us what you think. You're the person who's going to be the most affected next to me, the customer.
Right. Well, I think also that people are going to be under the impression that, okay, they're making $15 an hour. Why do I give them more money?
Right.
What is the point? Isn't that enough for them? So then that in turn is going to make less people want to work in the business, including myself.
Yeah.
Because like I said, when I started, it was $2.13 an hour. So I've survived all these years. And like Tony said also, it's a common factor that, I mean, the majority of people that work here at night all work day jobs. This is supplementing their income. They've been doing it for years. There's a reason why they keep doing it. So why are you going to take my livelihood away, or a majority of it, and other people as well? So now they're going to have to work, what, three jobs to supplement their income? I mean, like you said earlier, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I just don't understand why, and especially the fact that it's coming from a group that doesn't even live in this state. And all the numbers that Craig told you, the percentages of people that are opposed to it, people in this business.
Right.
And I also read the numbers like in Washington where they enacted it. And 10%, they lost 10% of their labor force. No restaurant around here can afford to lose 10% of their staff. And don't even go into the tip pool thing. That's another story altogether.
And for the people out there, Craig, explain the tip pool to the people out there, please.
What the tip pool is, what they're saying now is, because right now we're really not, the employees are not permitted to do that, but they're saying that we're going to be allowed to take the tip pool. So let's say it all goes by the number of hours worked by everybody every day. So all the tips have to come in and I have to collect them and put them in a pool and divide them equally about the number of hours for everybody worked that day. So if a waitress makes $100 in tips, she has to give me that. And then I split it with everybody else and she gets what's left. She gets this equal share of everything else. So I'm going to say that's going to cut their tips down by 80%. They say right now we don't have to do it. I will not do it. I refuse to do it. But I don't believe in the long run that word voluntary won't be turned into mandatory.
I will go along with that prediction. You just see it too much. It's like, you know, it's the magic sleight of hand kind of thing. Give me this and oh, and then we'll take that. Tony, I have
a question for our Bouvier. Does everybody in her office make the same amount of money? Just throwing that question out there. And so if the ones that are making this, are she going to share, are the higher ones going to share with the lower ones? Let's compare apples and apples here.
Well, that's I think a legitimate question. Tony, you have a lot of employees. I mean, you really do. And how would this affect your folks, the pool there, the tip sharing?
It would hurt. It would hurt. Again, it's a second job. Everybody needs the money. They're working. I just want to back up a little bit and bring up another. I'm sitting here thinking that, you know, Craig said about laying off staff to make up the difference. But also, as our bottom line gets tighter and tighter and tighter, guess what else happens in this community? And anywhere you go, and I'm just not speaking for Craig and I, but I think every restaurant in town, we're always donating to all these fundraisers. There's always gift certificates.
Yes.
All you're going to do is hurt. You're going to hurt those industries too. The nonprofits trying to raise money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's less to go around. There's less to go around. So I think there's just a lot to think about here.
Yeah. There really is. And it has nothing to do with the restaurant business or this question, but I think of a lady many years back when Spectrum raised their cost to $7 a month for a box, per box. So if you have three boxes in your house, it's $21. Anyhow, this old, my age, old lady stood up at a hearing and said, I'm on a fixed Social Security income. That's my only income is that. And $7 a month to me could mean a meal, a copay on medicine, or $7 towards my rent. So I can't afford the $7 a month for the box that was free. I guess what I'm trying to show with that, folks, is we are going to bite the bullet on this too. It isn't just a restaurant owner. It's going to be the person going in there and ordering a hot dog or a plate of pasta. And I mean, they got to pass it on or they're not going to be in business. And that's the other thing. And you can check with your restaurant guys. Did anybody do any kind of a study to see how many businesses, restaurants, this would put out of business if enacted?
I haven't seen any, but I'm assuming. I mean, look what happened with COVID.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, yeah.
That's a whole different animal, but it's still on the same, you know, the same point that some of them aren't going to survive. Look, Tony and I are lucky. We got through it. You know, yeah. A couple of our other friends, you know, Mickey Soldado got through it.
Yeah.
But some of our friends didn't get through it.
And I hope people remember that. There's a cost to everything. You know, my God rest my father's soul, his favorite thing is no free lunch. You know, there's a cost to everything. One other question. Often, and this is an unfair question, and if you can't answer it, I understand. Roughly, ballpark, how much is the cost of your products, you purchasing your products to sell to us, gone up? Like beef and bread and pasta. And I know.
Average of at least 20%.
Yeah.
Average.
Yeah.
Some more, some less.
And
we should then have to give either cuts in our profits or we have to raise our prices to maintain our margins. Because the gas bill comes every month, the mortgage comes every month, the electric bill comes every month, the insurance bill comes every month, you know. And yeah. it's all a part of doing business. And there's some ups and there's some downs, but we're always seem to be fighting more costs than having costs go down. And like I said, with the waitresses, if they weren't making enough money, I believe they were all these people that would say, "Well, I'm not doing that."
Right.
So it's me with how many waitresses, bartenders, and people we have in this state that they're all saying, "Well, we're just working for a sub minimum wage, but that's okay." So that's another fact that I don't believe.
And you know, as I said in the first part of the show, I've been to both your establishments very recently, and it's the same people. I mean, so you must be good to work for. You must be good employers. And Annie, I'll quiz you later in the dark about Craig. but I kid, but they don't leave you. So what does that say? They're not unhappy, you know? And that's a compliment to both of you too, as business owners and folks, you have to understand this question five, you need to read it. And more importantly, if I've heard it once, I've heard it 10 times in the last week. I'm not going to vote for either one of them. I'm not going to vote. Well, if you don't vote, live with what you get. You know, my old motto here. Don't vote, don't gripe. That's how I feel. If you don't vote, you have no right to gripe. What more can the public do to help you guys? Because I'm sure there's people out there saying, what can we do?
Well, I think we're talking to some of my customers are very confused over what this question is about. So I think voters need to be more educated. I would gladly have anybody stop down here and I'll explain and I'll show all this information that I have. And I'll have them talk with their waitresses. I mean, yeah. I had a couple here last Friday, and until they started talking to the waitress, they thought this was the best thing. And then after she got done explaining to them, they said, we're not voting on that. We're going to vote no on that. I mean, it's like I said, I don't want to make it look like I'm fighting to not get people their fair wage, but I think it's fair. What we do is fair. If it wasn't fair, I would do it. I would definitely, you know, we would make it right. But I think it's fair. I think it's fair to us. I think it's fair to the wait staff. And I think it's fair to the consumer.
I have to say this
about things both the way they are.
These gentlemen, I have, when I was at UCP and others, the Fabrizio concert and others, they have never, never said no when I approached them for a gift certificate. So when Tony was saying before, and Craig, for the yearbooks and all the things they give money to, gift certificates, that could all go poof. So the ramifications is really what we should be looking at and understanding it. And you know, I thought it was very nice of Craig. Take Craig up. If you really want it, go talk to one of the waitresses. Go, I mean, Annie's there. Go down and just say, you know, explain this to me, because reading it, that's all I could say. I tried to read it all, but after a while, I took my afternoon nap. But
the best thing the consumer can do between now and election day is talk to a bartender and server and get their feedback and get educated.
Yeah.
Hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point, Tony.
Right. And they're going to tell you their story and tell you.
Yeah.
They got 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 kids at home. Costs are going through the roofs. You know, it's going to hurt them. Not help. It's not going to help. So, like I said before, it's a little bit misleading because when you go into a restaurant, everybody's working hard. So you say, oh, 15, yeah, they work hard. I'm voting yes without reading the question.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think the consumer getting educated and wherever they go, just talk to the server, the bartender, owner, whoever they feel comfortable talking to. They should just talk, and every customer that understands it, please get the word out.
Exactly.
And tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, and you know, so we can clarify the language that it's a little misleading. The question.
Once again
on that is we're already guaranteed to pay him $15 an hour.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
Yeah, if we weren't required to pay him that, well, I could see him trying to make sure something was, but we're already required to do that. And what we've been doing since I've been in business for 20 years.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
And I think the other piece too is this needs to come out. The bartenders and the waitresses are not making the same amount of money as the chefs. Why? Because they're waitresses and bartenders. That's their position. The chefs, for years, I mean, I would not want to be the chef in either. Well, first of all, they wouldn't want me to be the chef in either one of those places. I would cost them their business. But.
Well, if this passes, you might have a shot at being a chef.
Don't worry. Yeah. I already told them at the Highland, I'm an expert in boiling water, and that's it. I hope getting this out to the public helps the public to understand this question. And I hope the public responds by voting. I don't care who you vote for. I really don't care who you vote for. But I really do want you to vote. This question is one thing on a ballot. This is question 5. That means there's 4 before it. And they're not easy. It's not easy reading legislation. And I don't know if that's intentional or what. But before we go, anything else you guys want to get out? And Annie, you too. When you hear from someone like Annie, who's an experienced waitress with a lot of experience, telling you this is not a good deal, that convinced me.
Thanks. I think just people just need to know the facts. Like these guys said, come in, ask. You can go online. If you don't have a computer, like you said, some people are intimidated by all the wording and everything. Come in and talk to somebody. Yeah. How else are you going to know? How else are you going to learn?
And again, at the long end of the road, we're going to pick it up. Me and you. When we go in for pasta or a hot dog, it'll be a click up. Why? Got to be. They have to make money. Sometimes I often think politicians who've never had to run a payroll understand for a business to stay in business, they have to make money. They're not like the government. They can't just print more money. Well, they can, but then they go to prison. So, I want to thank you guys and Annie for coming.
One last thing, Bill. I believe we're going to air this show on the 28th of October.
Yes, sir.
As of right now, we are planning on doing a standout in Park Square that Monday night from like 4 to 6. We're trying to get in out there to stand out and show some support. So if anybody wants to join us, feel free to call me, email me, call or email Tony. And we're trying to get together. We're trying to get some literature and some signs put together. If we can get it done in time, then we're going to do that.
And again, get out and vote. Get out. All of this is for naught if you stay home and say, oh, it'll never pass. Or it's going to pass no matter what I vote. You know, right at that hot dog ranch when it was something else years back, a great guy owned it. Still a good friend of mine. And he lost an election by 7 seats, by 7 votes. And I would be willing to bet, sitting at the bar that night, were 7 people from that ward who didn't vote. That could have made the change. So these elections, Pittsfield local stuff, your vote does count. Believe me when I tell you, it really does count. You guys, thank you for taking the time. Tony, what time you want me there? Do I have to wear that white outfit washing dishes? It gets all warm.
Absolutely, you do.
All right. Say hi.
Bill, thank you very much. We appreciate you having us on. Thanks for helping us get the word out, and let's just educate as many people as we can.
Yeah. And so, thanks for letting you know. And explaining how our position as a business owner works, and then listening to Annie, her position as a server, waitress, and bartender. So,
yeah. I mean, first of all, reading that drove me crazy. But Annie put the frosting on the cake for me when I like to say, boots on the ground. She's doing it. She knows what this will do to her. And it's not going to help her. I mean, that's the thing. And sometimes I think, I really do believe this. A lot of politicians do things for the good of the people, but they don't understand what they're doing really isn't helping. Could be hurting.
No.
To you guys and to everybody out there, God bless today. And I really mean this. Let's stop being so nasty to each other. I mean, I can't watch television anymore. I watch the Big Bang Theory, and it makes me laugh. Then I watch the news, and that makes me cry. But let's be good to each other. And today, let's do something for somebody else. Let's help them carry their load, carry their burden. You know, we're all in this together, and each other. It's all we have, really and truly. Absolutely, positively, it's all that we have. God bless. And guys, I'm always here for you. If you need anything, please call me.
Thanks again, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
And everybody, please make sure you vote.
Please. And if you have any questions, Hot Dog Ranch. And pay attention. This is an important election all the way around. God bless everybody. And we'll talk soon.